Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend Trevor Sikkema, Tampa Bay Trey on X, Pro Football Focus lead draft analyst. Trevor, what's up, dude? How are you, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, fellas. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Are you just completely gassed, or did you just sleep all day yesterday? I imagine you've been busy.
Thankfully, this morning, I did not have to set an alarm on my phone. So we caught up over the last couple of days of very little sleep from the draft weekend. But, you know, that's the grind that we sign up for. So it was just it was an expected thing. And I will just say I'm glad to be on the other side here, having a good night of sleep under me for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it.
I know what you mean.
I was in Ashburn, and then I got to cover the Caps last night, and they got their ass kicked. So I'm ready for a good night's sleep tonight. Let's talk about what Washington did. Daniels at two, to me, was the right call. Let's start there. Where did you land on Daniels versus May, or was it even like a contest?
Yeah, so I like Drake May better. Drake May was my number two quarterback in this class. And so if I would have been calling the shots, I would have been taking Drake May at number two. All that to say, the fit still does make sense here, especially with Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator, right? For as much as I look at Jaden Daniels and I see a more streamlined role from what success he had at LSU and maybe what you don't want to ask him to do right away at the NFL level, which is sort of, you know, throwing over the middle, in between the numbers, intermediate parts of the field, those kinds of things. That's not really what Cliff Kingsbury did, certainly when he came into the league. If you looked at 2019 and 2022, when Kingsbury was the head coach of the Cardinals, they were just 23rd in the NFL with throws over the intermediate middle of the field. He liked to attack outside the sideline with that spread offense, truly taking everything as horizontal as possible. And that's exactly where Jaden Daniels succeeded last year at LSU. So as much as I would have taken May at two because I thought he was the better prospect, the fit and the player and the style should still yield really good results early on if they can get the chemistry down in mini camp and in training camp. So that was kind of my thoughts on it. I'm still just as excited to see what Daniels is going to be able to do with Kingsbury. And I'll just say this too. You know, I like Daniels' landing spot with Washington a lot more than I liked anybody who was going to go to New England, right? So yeah. I think that we could get the best version of Jaden Daniels now that he does end up a Washington Commander.
The thing about it, like you said that Drake was the best prospect. What makes him a better prospect in your eyes?
So I just think he has better arm talent than Jaden does. You know, when I watch Jaden Daniels, like I think he has an adequate arm for the NFL level. But I think that his fundamentals are so fantastic. Like I think his fundamentals are the best of any quarterback in this class. You look at how repeatable his throwing motion was from his footwork all the way through the follow through. Just it's the exact same every time. And that's a big reason why you saw that consistent success from him at the college level. But I think those ideal fundamentals kind of maximized exactly what his arm strength can be. And yet I saw maybe less ideal fundamentals from guys like May or Caleb Williams at times. And that ball still just fires off their hand like a rocket. And so whether it's distance, velocity, you know, late throws, maybe seeing a second late, these guys just have that arm talent to be able to zip the ball in there with incredible velocity and pace and a lot of natural accuracy to it as well. So that's ultimately why I just look at those guys and their arm talent, what they did over the last couple of years. And it's just big time throws all over the field. Like with May, there's so much experience throwing over the middle of the field. And I'm a big believer that you've got to be able to do that at a consistent level at the NFL stage. And I just didn't see it a lot from Daniels. And again, that's not to say that he can't do it, but the reason why I had more faith in May is just that arm talent. I believe in it a little bit more. And I think there's just diversity of where he put the football using that great arm over the last couple of seasons. So that's kind of how I came to that conclusion. Although obviously these two guys, I gave May a solid first round grade. I gave Jaden Daniels like a late first round grade. So they are close, and it just kind of depended on where they were going to land to see who can maximize what they do best.
Talking with Trevor Sikkema here from Pro Football Focus. You know, the quarterback play eventually will probably determine how we view this draft as a success or not. But as you get down the draft board, top of the second round, kind of a surprise to some just for the positional need. What do you think of Johnny Newton, the big D tackle out of Illinois?
Oh, he's awesome. There's no way this guy should have been a second round pick. No way. Over the last 2 years, you know, cumulatively, so if you take PFF grades from both the 2022 and the 2023 season, he had an overall elite run defense grade and an elite pass rushing grade. Yeah, I didn't get any better than that. And so I think he's a better pass rusher than he is a run defender. A lot of his good run defense plays are him still really shooting gaps very fast, getting into the backfield, being able to shed the blocks quickly. Not as much like, hey, I'm going to hold the line of scrimmage type of a player. But certainly, again, you talk about the fit for Washington. They've already got two great guys in their interior in the middle and Payne and Allen. And so you basically have a chance to where you are easing Newton into his pro career, and you're doing so by putting him in really advantageous situations, getting him in there as a rotational three tech. You allow him to really just pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. And I think that you'll see the block shedding, the motor, how fast his hands are. Like he had the Jones fracture in his foot, and I have to imagine that's what pushed him to the top of the second round. But you have surgery, you know, you recover, you take it the way that you need to, you rehab it the way you need to, and you get back out on the field and you play well. And when he's out there and when he's healthy, man, I mean, he was just straight up one of the best players in all of college football over the last 2 years. I really do believe that. Another thing about Newton is sometimes people were like, okay, well, you see the flash of where's the consistency. Newton played a ton over the last couple of years. Like we're talking like 600-700 snaps a year.
That's crazy.
You're not really going to see that at the NFL level. You're going to hone that down a little bit, maybe more towards 500 snaps a year. This guy's going to be more fresh. He's going to be more ready. I love Johnny Newton. He was a top 15 player for me. So for Washington to get him at the top of the second round, that's true best player available approach, and I loved it.
What is your overall grade of them? How did you think they did?
No, I think Washington really well. You know, I think that this is like a B+, A- type of a draft. And especially when you look at really being able to hone in on what they needed with the quarterback position, you get that at number two. That's kind of the obvious. But then, yeah, you get into the top of the second round there. Really good football players in Johnny Newton and Mike Sambrastil. You get those two guys there. I like, you know, the addition of Ben Sennett, I think is going to be nice for their offense. I was thinking, man, all right, you picked Sennett, who is a fine football player over an offensive lineman, but then they go ahead and get Brandon Coleman, who I think is one of the best developmental offensive tackles as well. I like Jordan McGee, the type of football player that he is, even if he's just a rotational linebacker and special teams player. This is somebody who earned a single-digit number 2 years in a row when he was playing at Temple. And for anybody that doesn't know, getting a single-digit number at Temple isn't just, oh, you're the best player, you're the highest recruit, we're going to let you pick a single-digit number. You have to get voted by your coaches and teammates to earn a single-digit number when you play at Temple. That's that Temple tough mentality, and Jordan McGee was able to do that. So he is somebody that I'm super excited about with this team as well. Dominic Hampton, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they utilize him. It's funny that they also added Tyler Owens from Texas Tech after the draft, because these are two very unique, massive, strong safety/linebacker hybrid players, which you know Dan Quinn likes to use. We saw that in Jaron Kearse. So, man, I when I look at this draft, the only reason why it's not just a straight A probably for me is – they just didn't take my higher quarterback at number two overall. But hey, if you love Daniels, it's really hard to look at the rest of this draft and not think that they just hit it out of the park here with the first year in this new regime.
Dude, thank you for making time.
All right, Trevor,
I know
you,
I only texted you this morning. I appreciate you being able to do it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Anytime.
All right.
All right, brother.
Trevor Sikkema, give him a follow at Tampa Bay Trey, T-R-E. Does good work with Pro Football Focus.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.